You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
A lot of sports going on. People think, oh, there's nothing but baseball on. I disagree. There's all kinds of stuff going on. In fact, the Old England Lawn Tennis Association, whatever it is, Wimbledon, making it up, right? Bragging on the women there because I always want to encourage you. You may be in a season of pain, physical pain. You may be in a season where you're decommissioned. Or where people have dropped you, you know? Nothing gets bigger than to be dropped by Nike, I wouldn't think. I mean, well, first of all, God's not going to drop you, but I'm just saying, I want to bring in a young lady from the Czech Republic who's been playing tennis and sports, for that matter, since she was four, Markita Vondrousova. She had an injury not too long ago. And in 2022, Nike chose to end the deal with her. That must have really been devastating. I don't care who you are. That's tough. She came to Wimbledon this year, just completed. She was just grateful to be there. And as I'm quoting her, saying, playing without pain. She was very grateful for that. Well, she just became the first unseeded woman in the history of the tournament to win. How about that?
Awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
I got a free event for youth, and it's coming up in a couple of weeks in Orange County. It's called Encounter at the Farm. 6th through 12th grade students. Yeah, you can go. Twin Ponds on the Farm, River Road in Montgomery. It's where it is. I got an opportunity to talk to the owner of the farm about the free event. 6th to 12th grade there in Orange County. And Tom. It is Saturday, August the 5th, right?
So August 5th, yeah. I hooked up with, like I said, 12th Rock. So Mark and Greg Zielinski from 12th Rock Ministries at Middletown. And one youth pastor, because I wanted to get a youth pastor's take on it, like, you know, because you're dealing with the youth. I said, you know, I see hundreds and hundreds of people come in the fall. We have about 7,000 last year that came to the farm, just for the farm itself. So that's in September and October. I told Mark, wouldn't it be awesome to see, they park kind of up on the hill, and you see groups and droves of people just coming down the big path down to the check-in barn. I said, Mark, wouldn't it be great to see hundreds of kids coming just for an event that's specialized for them? It's free, and it's all about Jesus. And they're coming in groups and droves to that. And so that's where the idea came about.
There you go. Encounter God and others as they unite church ministries through group games, obstacle courses, runs, and great food. 12th Rock in there, Twin Ponds in there. It's going to be great stuff coming up Saturday, August the 5th, noon to 8 p.m. The website is 12throck.org. Nary a care, a worry, because I have posted that link on the Facebook page of The Sound of Life. So check it out. Click on that.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
The Sound of Life.
I took the thruway on Sunday. Typical, get on around Catskill. I'm heading north. I went over to Amsterdam, got off. So I didn't take advantage of the new travel stops, travel centers. It's been a while since I've been in them, and they're brand new. I should check it out. Check out the thruway rest stops. But there is a complaint, I understand. Maybe you would concur that the restrooms are too small. People are posting photographs of lines, even the men's room, and so that's one of the main reasons people stop, apparently. But I thought, you know, the alternative, you can get around that. I mean, and they are very busy this time of the year. But I do know, for instance, if you get off in Kingston, right? Now, I know, you know, you're coming, you're not familiar where you are and stuff. But remember, you got a map on your phone. It'll show you right where you are. So you get off in Kingston, you go through the toll, whatever thingamajig, and there's a traffic circle in the second exit, you're looking right at two convenience stores that have food, sandwiches, gas, restrooms, all that stuff. You know, they're like seconds away from the highway. And there are different exits like that. So I thought, I'm just trying to help you. That's a little tip from Cup of Joe Morning Show. You know, if you are, rather than, you know, just plan your exit, just look on the phone and see. It'll show you what's there. And a lot of times you're only a few minutes away. Obviously, I don't know about all these, but I know some of them. You're not far away. And besides that, maybe you want to get in on a little scenic tour by mistake. Oh. I don't know.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The sound of life.
I'm going to change your perspective. At least mine was. This blew my mind. Something that I kind of knew, but really puts it into perspective. The letters CV, you know, Charlie Victor, CV, took on a new and sinister meaning at the end of 2019, did they not? As journalists from around the world gathered at the front of the Wuhan Central Hospital, few noticed the statue of the founder of the hospital, the Italian Roman Catholic Bishop Eustachius Zanoli. And as medics fought to save patients in the neighboring Wuhan Union Hospital, one of the best in central China, few remembered that it had been founded by Welsh Protestant missionary Griffith John in 1886. As this virus we call now called COVID, taking its toll there. Just a few days before that, American Presbyterian missionary Peter Parker had founded China's first hospital in the modern sense in Guangzhou. It's now China's best-known ophthalmic institute. And by the end of the 19th century, more than 100 missionary-run hospitals in China had treated millions of patients. Researcher William Huang found out Western missionaries established the first modern hospitals, medical schools, universities, nurseries, orphanages, and mental asylums across China. Many had left security, family, and relative comfort to travel to the other side of the world, but in devoting their lives to the physical as well as the spiritual needs of others, they were following in a tradition going all the way back to the days of the early church. Is that some perspective?
Amen. Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
I have a prayer for you against fear right now. Father God, too often I find myself overwhelmed by circumstances that are beyond my control. Too often I'm easily distracted by things that don't matter. I know that as I step into a new season, I will face obstacles that make me want to give up. When this happens, give me the faith I need to cling to the truth that your peace and protection aren't based on my feelings or circumstances, but on your character and your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The sound of life.
I have a gentle reminder for you. You are worthy. You are strong. You're going to make it through this. You're going to be better than okay.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.